Early in his career, Dougie MacLean went from playing fiddle on the streets to touring with one of Scotland's leading folk groups. MacLean has since become a solo performer with a worldwide following. He's just recorded his 18th album and is on the road touring in the U.S. Independent producer Gordon Black has this profile of the folk musician, who's been called the James Taylor of Scotland.
For many people in North America, the 1992 movie Last of the Mohicans was their first exposure to Dougie MacLean's music. The pounding percussion of MacLean's contribution to the soundtrack is very different from his lyrically driven folk music. In his native Scotland, MacLean's known for songs that evoke equal mixtures of nostalgia and national pride.
Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you call me, and now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
MacLean wrote the song Caledonia while busking with three Irish musicians in France during the 70s.
I was on the beach and I was feeling very homesick because I love this area around here and I have a big attachment to it. And I went back to the youth hostel where we were all staying and I sang the song to the rest of the guys. And the next morning we'd all booked a ferry back home. It was just all too much for us. The song was the final straw.
MacLean recorded Caledonia, and then more than a decade later, a different version ended up in a beer commercial.
And what the beer company thought they were doing, they were using my song as a way of selling beer. What they actually were doing, they were selling Scottish self-confidence. As it was quite political, and so that's when the song was kind of picked up by kind of like the more of the mass.
That beer commercial propelled the song to popularity. It reflects MacLean's deep roots in rural Scotland. He also identifies with Indigenous people around the world and has sung about Native Americans and Australian Aborigines. He even plays the didgeridoo. But it is his connection to Scotland that is his passion. He makes his home in the village of Dunkeld, where he bought the one-room schoolhouse he and his father once attended. MacLean says the village is where his interest in music began.
Musical culture, which we all come from, music was a very social thing. It was done in people's homes and done in village halls, dances and things like that. But it was very social. Everybody played a little bit. My mum and dad both play, albeit not very well. But at any parties we ever had in the house, instruments would come out and everybody would play and we'd sing and we would do all that sort of stuff in the house.
MacLean even bought a pub in the village so that local musicians would always have a place to play. That's typical of MacLean's go-it-alone philosophy, says Norman Chalmers, folk music reviewer for the newspaper Scotland on Sunday.
Dougie made a decision a long while ago to do it his own way, and he's done it very well. And he has a very successful marketing business and a successful pub, hotel, live music venue. And if you go on his website, you can hear him radio on the web, recorded programmes from his little folk club upstairs. So he's a well-rounded, very successful music maker.
MacLean says he releases albums when he feels like it. That's because he set up his own record label.
But I don't see making records the same way as other musicians. You know, most musicians would make an album and then go out and tour it and promote it. I tend to do it the other way around. I write the songs, go out and sing them, and then eventually when I gather together 10 nice songs, I'll just quickly take a snapshot in time and record them, and that's them.
MacLean says his new album, Who Am I, is the result of pieces he has been performing for years, as well as more recent compositions, including a song inspired by one of Scotland's most tragic figures.
I always imagined that Mary, Queen of Scots, had been beheaded in the Tower of London, but she was beheaded in a castle called Fotheringay Castle, about 100 miles north of London. So when I was down there, I was quite moved by the whole thing and the story of Mary, Queen of Scots, so I wrote a song that night back at the hotel.
Something's not quite right. Where ravens cast a guilty eye and hidden reason still continues to deny. But maybe I can feel your pain. I can hear your heart breaking when the silent fields are far. I can hear
Dougie McLean's songs are sentimental and, says Norman Chalmers, owe more to American country and western than traditional Scottish music.
I have to say that it's Americans that identify him most with a dreamy Scotland where everybody lives in castles or lovely cottages by the sea or in beautiful unspoiled countryside. And he's not unaware of that myth and how he plays with it.
And so much time has gone since we worked out in these open fields with the hopes of generations pulled around us and the strength revealed.
His obvious sincerity and enthusiasm for what he does and the songs he makes, it triggers a response in many, many people. But it's not the same people who would be responding to a big ballad or some of the great songs that have existed in the Scots tradition. And I don't know how many of Dougie's will end up in the Scots tradition.
Fans, especially in North America, don't seem to care that McLean's brand of music is not purely traditional. His tours around the world consistently sell out, and his recordings have earned 6 gold discs. McLean continues to write music for television and recently recorded a suite for a chamber orchestra. Dougie McLean is currently on a concert tour of the States with performances in Portland, Anchorage and other places. For NPR News, I'm Gordon Blank in Seattle.
And we do not stand alone. I know we stand with all the others out in the deep unknown. I know we stand upon their stepping stone.